This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Limits, the show is now yours. Please, it's a Donnie Football Friday, I might add. Donnie in with me. Pomp rejoins the fray on Monday. This is called Bechtold's Breakdown.
Thank you, Joe, and the Bechtold Breakdown for this Friday, August 29th, 2025, is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating and our friend Jake, Southside Jake, out Southside Plumbing and Heating, with some breaking news that Donnie and I were just discussing. Noah Heil sources.
The Noah Constrictor.
The Pirates have placed shortstop Isaiah Kiner-Falefa on outright waivers. They are moving on from IKF. Days after moving on from Andrew Heaney, a month after the trade deadline, and they get nothing in return.
What are we supposed to say at this point about Ben Charrington? What is he doing? What is he doing, Donnie? What has he done? Why would you keep guys at the deadline? And don't tell me nobody wanted to trade for IKF. Even a little tiny something. Give me a guy who's in low A ball who has a ton of talent, like a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Something that he couldn't have gotten anything for him. I don't believe that. The fact that he kept guys that are pending UFAs and now they're just getting rid of them is somewhere in a land so far beyond laughable that I wouldn't even know how to find it.
Yeah, it's like general manager malpractice.
It
being
really
done.
Is.
I mean, You had three players that everybody earmarked from the start of the season. You didn't trade any of them. But there were three guys. It was Andrew Heaney, Tommy Pham, and IKF that we all just assumed, and I think rightfully, fairly, okay, well, if the Pirates are bad, they will simply trade these guys at the deadline. That's just kind of how the ecosystem in baseball works.
Right.
We get to the deadline. They take bad trade after bad trade. Somehow we come out of the deadline and their best return looks like the Key Brian Hayes deal. And the one behind that, oh, another veteran infielder, Adam Frazier, that you brought back. You managed to trade him for at least somebody that had something to his game. You know, it was a AAA shortstop that I know he's in his late 20s. He's still never played in the majors, but he has some pop in his bat. He has 20 plus home runs at AAA this season. You got something for Adam Frazier. You're telling me that we get to the trade deadline and they had zero calls on Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Tommy Pham, and Andrew Heaney. Now, Heaney pitched horribly once the calendar turned to May.
Yeah.
So he is like the one that I could possibly see as not being a target. But even then, veteran lefties get traded all the time. If you go back to when the Pirates made the trade for Jay Happ, I'm pretty positive he had a really bad first half of the season. They traded for him. He comes here. He's their best pitcher down the stretch. Like, it doesn't always matter how good or bad a veteran lefty is pitching. Teams always pick them up.
Yeah.
IKF could play anywhere defensively. Right. Plug him in as a bench player. He can be your number nine hitter for a playoff team.
This is Doogie Howser stuff. You're right. This is malpractice by Dr. Charrington.
So two of these guys are now gone for nothing. And fam, hell, I'm at the point where I would just say, try to bring back Tommy Pham next season. You already kept him, and he's been your best offensive player since June. Try to bring the guy back.
This is just incredible. By the way, may I add something here? I like Don Kelly so far. I do. He mangled two games in this series and lost two games for the Pirates. One was with our friend Andrew Heaney. By putting him into a 4-1 game, they must have known they were about to release him anyway and just wanted to avoid the bad optics of not paying him his little $50,000 bonus based on the Rowdy Tellez disaster last year. Why are you putting him into a 4-1 game? Put him in a 10-1 game if you want to allow him to get the 2/3 of an inning to reach his bonus. He lost that game, therefore Kelly did. And then yesterday I'm watching Ramirez come into a game, and he stinks in the inning that I don't blame him bringing in. The kid's got a great arm. He brings him into the game. He stinks in that inning. He's all over the place with his breaking ball, gets lucky on a fly ball to the warning track. Then he brings him in the next inning. What are you doing? He obviously doesn't have it today. They start banging the kid around, and he still keeps him in. Well, what are you just going to sit there and watch him give up all these runs and not do anything? Not a good series for Don Kelly. Limits?
No, it was not. But this is going to be a really cool event that's happening.
Wait, what? I have breaking news.
Oh, boy. Tommy Pham?
No. Do you have the breaking news thing, or is that too much to put out there?
That is not too much to be able to put out there, Joe.
Donnie, I have breaking news.
Your wish is my command, my friend.
Little bell. Every time Limits rings a bell, an angel gets its wings.
That's right, Donnie.
What do we have?
The Patriots releasing veteran safety Jabril Peppers.
Ooh.
He was supposed to be a starter for them. He's got $4.32 million guaranteed remaining on his contract for this season. He started 85 games in the league.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
7 picks, 6 forced fumbles, 7 fumble recoveries. He's a nice little defensive chess piece. I'd have to take a closer look at how his season went last year. But it's not like he's ancient, Donnie. He's a talented guy. He seems to have been miscast in some ways since he was drafted. But he's a nice chess piece. Should the Steelers be looking to add him?
I mean, I feel like he's worth taking a flyer on, kick the tires on this guy, because I don't think the price tag would be too much. You can add a very capable body to the back end of that defense. I mean, yeah, they're going to take a lump because Minka Fitzpatrick went back to Miami in the big Jalen Ramsey trade, but there are far worse players out there that they could fill this defense out with than Jabril Peppers. Now, I mean, just a quick look up on him. He only played 6 games.
Yeah, what was wrong with him
last season? I'm assuming injury. And, you know, take the PFF grades and such for, you know, with a grain of salt. 82.3 overall grade in the 6 games that he played.
That's pretty good. And the year before that, I'll tell you this, the year before that with the Patriots, he played in 15 games, had 2 picks, 8 passes defensed, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery.
And he had 78 tackles and a sack.
5 of them for a loss. We can keep going here. And 2 quarterback hits, so he's another guy that I think you can move around in a defense, and he might do some things for you. Okay, Limits, I interrupted you. I'm sorry. What's next?
All right, let's go to this, Joe. History will be made in Happy Valley this year. And no, I'm not talking potentially about the football team. The men's and women's hockey programs will play at Beaver Stadium in an outdoor game on January 31st, 2026. And there's another local connection to this. So men's hockey will host Michigan State in the evening game. RMU women's hockey will play Penn State women's hockey in the first game.
I love this, and I'm still surprised, Donnie, that Gavin McKenna is going to play college hockey. I don't know why, but it's cool that he's at Penn State. Maybe the Dallas Stars can draft him and then trade him a couple of years into his career, like Luca and Micah and Gavin, all traded Stars. But I love this idea of outdoor hockey at that venue, don't you?
Yeah, I was always kind of hoping that we would get a Penguins Flyers game.
Me too.
At Beaver Stadium at some point. Now, I mean, maybe down the road, maybe if they see the success of this, the NHL will have the gears turning a little bit. Something else with McKenna playing there, and they've pulled in a couple of other great players. I mean, Penn State hockey's been on the rise for a little while here, but Gavin McKenna just takes it to another stratosphere. They're going to have games next year that are where the arena is more filled out than PPG is for the Penguins. Because the Pens are in for a bad year. We all know that.
I want to go up and watch the kid. I do.
And now Penn State has the guy that will be the number one overall pick in the draft next year.
We're making a field trip, our show. You're invited.
I may take you up on that.
We're going up to the outdoor game. Like, I'm
wait,
legitimately
it's me, you, and who
it.
Else?
Tyler Kennedy,
yeah, from yesterday. Tyler's driving, Donnie, so there's one more spot. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And you can listen to this show, Pomp and Joe, on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And finally, cloudy today, high of Ernie Stautner, high of 70. Great weather for high school football. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. 1 minute left. Go ahead, Limits.
All right, Joe. Players 20 to 11 on the top 100 players list, voted on by the players, was announced. TJ Watt, once again, not ranked higher than Myles Garrett. Watt comes in at 11. We don't know where Garrett is because that means he's in the top 10, which is yet to be announced. Watt, 11. Chris Jones, 12. Trey Hendrickson, also notably, at 14. Jalen Hurts checks in at 19.
How about Saquon Barkley? Is he in the top 10 or on this
He'll
list?
Be in the top 10.
Good.
He should be in the top 5.
Then it already makes it better than that ridiculous ESPN list. Donnie, you have 30 seconds.
Oh, I heard you bring that up the other day. You were very frustrated by that. Oh. And I felt some of your frustration because would they have Saquon at like 18?
17?
He was top 3, and I mean, I thought he should have been the MVP, but we know they don't give those to anything but quarterbacks anymore. He's a top 3 player in the league based on what he did last season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.